You're listening to the Incomparables Total Party Kill podcast, in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons on the internet for your amusement. This is episode number 389, Dog & Pony Show Season 6, Episode 12, recorded May 2022, posted March 2023. The Paddington Chucky Spectrum.
Welcome back to the Dog and Pony Show here on Total Party Kill. It's me, Tony Sindelar, he, him, Dungeon Master, leading our adventurers through the Curse of Strahd. That is right, we are in Barovia, specifically one Castle Ravenloft, a place full of things that are spooky and spooktacular, a place where every turn is filled with secret passageways and annoying pranks from a vampire lord and ghosts and monsters and... I mean, I guess they haven't seen a werewolf in a while, but there was at least one werewolf. No Frankensteins, but you basically brought your own proxy Frankenstein to the party, which was, you know, considerate of you. I'm rambling too much. Let's meet our players. They will remind you who their characters are, and maybe Erica Ensign will recap what happened last time. First up, it's Jane Ritt. Hi, Jane.
Hello. I play Lena Dulina, the human rogue. We both use she, her pronouns.
Next up, it's Dan Morin.
Hello, Tony Sindelar. I play Kasten Onatar's Crucible, an Warforged cleric of the god Onatar. My pronouns are he, him, but Crucible uses the pronouns they, them.
Also joining us, it's Aline Sims. Hi, Aline.
Hi, I play Imra Soliana, the wood elf ranger, who is accompanied by the trusty mastiff, Androdite. We all use she, her pronouns, and I'm really excited because I'm gazing. People who don't watch the video feed don't know, but I knit the entire time that we play, and I have Barovia-themed yarn in front of me. I've got gray and, like, this purpley-red yarn, and I don't know what I'm going to make out of it, but I had to buy it because it was
covet
Barovia yarn.
Might I suggest a luxurious shawl?
Strahd suggests that the yarn could be maybe a little more red.
Hey. Or a unicorn carpet.
Or a dice pouch made of yarn.
Oh, wait, no bags, Dan. No bags. Yeah, no.
It's not made of plush.
No bags. Okay.
Do you knit a lot of rugs? For Mike's rest.
I mean, it could be a tapestry.
It's a first time for everything.
Maybe a little one.
Like a little scale model diorama room. Yeah.
That would be amazing.
Next up, it's Erica Ensign. Hi, Erica.
Hello. I play Broldish, the dwarven paladin. Her pronouns and mine are she, her. Broldish also has a celestial pony named Pony Sindelarant, and Pony's pronouns are he, him.
And last, certainly not least, it's Micah Sargent.
Oh, hey! I'm so excited. First of all, I play Elavor Landman, the half-elf druid. He and I use he, him pronouns. Elavor has two trusty friends, Samus, the saber-toothed tiger, and Danu, or Danu, you can choose how to pronounce it, because she's okay with it, the fey mimic octopus. They both use she, her pronouns, and... I'm very excited to show you something here for the first time debuting on TPK, Dog and Pony Show, Dungeons and Dragons Actual Play Podcast. First is Elavor with Danu in his backpack and nice. Samus the saber-toothed tiger in front. I will show you the individuals here. Is Danu, the fey mimic octopus. She is incredible. She's purple, and she looks just like a mimic octopus does, which is a very small type of octopus that has these stripes. And, oh my goodness, our artist just absolutely knocked it out of the park. And then here is Samus, the saber-toothed tiger. She has these beautiful green eyes, and her tusks are well on display with this really nice textured pattern for her stripes. And then I love this one. This is Elavor with Danu in his backpack. And look, Danu has a little plant to match his dad.
Oh my god, that's so cute. Precious.
And remind me of our artist's name, Tony.
We have commissioned, at this point, several pieces of art from Elizabeth Fijalkowski. Who is Lizzie Feige, I believe, on Twitter.
So good.
Her work is like super
amazing. Can we put her on retainer or something? I feel like I'd like to hire her if we can. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think her teeth look great.
Oh, I get
that.
That was a me joke,
Jane.
I was really struggling there, like, what? Solus's teeth do look great.
So, we have commissioned yet more art in because we have all of you as your characters. We have some pets. Now we have more pets. And, of course, Hot Strad.
I mean, technically, there's also a little baby smoke dragon. We don't even know what pronouns the dragon uses.
That's true.
The dragon doesn't have a lot of dialogue.
The dragon doesn't speak.
The dragon
has not crossed the threshold yet for art commissions.
I feel like if the dragon has pronouns, the dragon probably has hit points, and we don't want
that's true. That's how it always goes.
I believe I do have a stat block for the dragon, and it's a pretty low.
Don't you dare!
Level,
so
just, it's a method. I just edited this episode, and I can tell you that the baby dragon is also supposed to lead us to the skull of Argenvoss, the dragon. So if we get anywhere near there, I would just like to remind you, Tony, as the dungeon master, that little baby smoke dragon is going to start going or whatever sounding.
Never forget that, but thank you.
They have really been holding out on us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, maybe you're nowhere near. Remember that time when you guys went up 4 stories in a tower to try and get to the basement?
Nope.
I'm not in close today.
Oh, speaking of, we should talk about what we're doing today. But let's start by where we are coming from. Erica, do you want to remind us what happened on the last session of Total Party Kill?
I would love to, because I went through the work of taking notes, and it's very exciting to me to have it go to be some use. last time we quickly dispatched 2 zombies, then we investigated the chapel. A dead spooky goth dude had spontaneously combusted when he touched a statuette on the altar. Crucible did not, but they also couldn't use this wondrous item because they are not good. Imra, however, is.
I'm great.
Crucible did take the super spooky Mace of Terror and the dude's amazing black fur-lined cloak with gold trim. We did a group dramatic reading from the partially ruined Book of Strahd. Then we found the blocked-off spiral staircase that Strahd mentioned in the book. It appeared to be set up for bat egress and not much else, so we decided to go up to try to get down. Up ended up being about 360 feet up with no exit from the stairs, so we made it to the very top of the tallest tower to discover a tiny, spindly man with his face painted like a jack-o'-lantern.
That's right. You have climbed the tallest spire in the tallest structure in all of Barovia. You look out across the valleys and the rest of Castle Ravenloft below you when there was a flash of lightning, and you realize you are not alone at the top of this tiny tower peak, for there is a strange little man perched in the rafters of the tower, looking down at you with kind of a horrid little jack-o'-lantern face.
You never want there to be a strange little man perched in the rafters of a tower.
Nope. You do not.
Sorry, speak for yourselves.
If any of you are thinking about buying a tower, check. You don't want a surprise little man in the.
Well, that's why you have the inspection. You have somebody come in and check and make sure that there's, you know, good foundations. There's no mold.
A lot of people
rust.
In this market are waiving the inspection, and they are getting towers. Towers that are loaded with tiny little men.
Seven tiny little men. It's a real menace.
Menace.
That is my least favorite 12 Angry Men remake.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to poke Elevor and just be like, talk to him.
Elevor immediately turns to Lena and says, please. And he just has this look on his eyes like, can we please be cool for just a moment?
And Lena's like hand was on her glowing sword and she like resheaths it.
Hello, friend.
The tiny little man hops down from the rafters. He kind of does like a tuck and roll somersault and lands on his feet with his arms outstretched, and then does like a ceremoniously little bow.
I'll clap.
He is dressed.
That is pretty cool.
Like he is dressed kind of like a court jester, but this is a strange looking person. Give me a quick perception check. People who are
how do I do that again?
Har. Ooh.
I do need to get back to my sheet.
24.
Look at me rolling well.
Oh.
I got a 17. I was pretty excited about that for a second there.
Crucible I got an 18. But it's no 24.
All right. Crucible, I would tell you, and I probably would have even given Crucible advantage on this roll. Crucible, you notice it may be not perceptible to people who rolled less than 20. You notice the telltale familiar sound of little gears clicking.
Oh, oh my god.
As this creature moves about kind of strutting and posing, you know that this is some kind of little clockwork.
Kill it with fire.
I believe it is a form of automaton, perhaps mechanical in nature.
Sorry, that was me, not Broldish.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Clockwork stuff freaks me out, man.
Elevor. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, he's dressed as a jester. He's got the hat with the little bells. He's got sleeves that's with stripes on them. He's got little boots that's totally
boots
curl
with the
up
fur.
At the toe curl, elf style. But his face is just this kind of gruesome, painted on a piece of wood kind of face. And the eyes look extremely dead inside. Not like you, Chris.
Elevor immediately turns to Crucible and is like, I think... You have to make it better.
Somebody fix its better face.
Then what? Oh, dear.
Oh, okay. Oh, dear. There's the picture.
I am showing the characters an image of what the thing does. As often when I show people an image in Roll20, it comes with a name that you do not yet know. And as courteous players, you'll be courteous.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Don't know the name.
Yeah. Amidst visibly recoiling from the sight of the image. Yes.
Yeah.
Hello. Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can absolutely make their face look a little bit nicer if they turn out to be nice.
Can you, Tony, how tall is this creature?
Very short. I'm going to say 4 feet tall.
Okay. Crucible will kneel down.
Not that short. I mean, the Broldish isn't that much tall.
Broldish is 5 feet.
Well, I mean, short by evil doll standards? No. Short by evil. Human man standards? Yes.
Crucible has the creature said anything yet?
Will kneel down to be at eye level with the creature and say, what have we here? And who might you be?
The little man kind of takes off his little jester hat, kind of jingles as he does, and bows in front of you.
I see.
Nice to meet you, says Broldish.
The pleasure is, of course, all ours. Are you a denizen of this castle?
The creature holds up one hand and opens it, and you see the word yes written on his right hand.
Oh,
I like that.
Lena gestures, asking Vasilika if perhaps we might be able to use Vasilika's cards for this purpose, since Vasilika at this point has the vocabulary of cards written down with various words and concepts.
Let's hope they can read.
So Elevor would be standing by Crucible and will lean down and say, I guess does Crucible make clear that the construct is clockwork, or does removing the hat kind of reveal that to more of us? Like, do I know now that this is a clockwork construct?
Crucible said an automaton that was mechanical in nature, but is unclear as to whether it, I mean, for what purposes you might consider it alive?
That's does this unit have a soul? Debate.
Yes.
I mean, is it entirely clockwork, or is it partially...
I don't think we've established yet.
I just want to, say...
You have not gotten its full medical history yet.
That's actually where he was going with it. Do you need any...
Now I need to create a medical history for every NPC.
Do you need any maintenance? How are you doing?
The strange little man holds up his left hand, opens it, and written on the palm...
No.
No.
All right. Excellent. That's good to
hear. Good podcasting there, Tony.
I'm trying. Sorry. For the people on the video, I held up a post-it note.
Something for the viewers. We appreciate our viewers.
A little something extra.
Mm-hmm. Podcasting is a visual media.
I apologize that this adventure has two mute characters in it.
Elevor looks up to
several animals that are also mute.
to Crucible and says, I acknowledge that I'm not the best person for asking questions that will actually advance our quest. Perhaps you should take it from here.
Well, perhaps if we can consider what questions or information we wish to obtain from this particular creature. That may be
does it seem to, like, if we hand the cards, Basilica's cards, do they seem to mean anything to him?
You want to hand the creature a bunch of cards?
Mm-hmm.
Have it's not like a deck of cards, but yeah.
Lena, like, opens one hand with the card that says no and one with the card that says yes, and then kind of goes through the other cards.
Smart.
The little man takes a bunch of cards and he starts doing card tricks with them. He's shuffling them back and forth.
Oh boy.
And he sets up a little three-card Monty going in front of him.
Broldish is absolutely playing.
Broldish?
Mm-hmm.
Roll perception.
16.
You find it, you follow it, he hands you a Strahd copper piece.
I smile as genuinely as possible and just sort of tuck it in my pocket. Can I go again?
Yeah.
That's only a 12.
You lose the same coin.
I give it back and then I step away.
All right. What do we want to know?
So with the copper coin, is this your master? Do you serve them?
He holds up his right hand. Yes. He also nods his head enthusiastically.
Yeah.
Is he your first master? Have you served anyone else before them?
That's two questions shakes his head. That would be answered with different answers. Which
shakes his
which
head
one?
No.
No, he's never served anybody before, or no, this is not
does probably
not
the first one.
Does your master treat you well?
He holds up. No.
Oh, no.
He looks kind of dejected at that.
Would you like a new master? Broldish blurts out.
Yes. The little man shakes his head enthusiastically and does like a little dance.
Tony, unenthusiastic, but the creature, very enthusiastic.
Yes, that's what we need while sneaking around a castle. A creature covered in bells.
Ring-a-ding-ding. But we could, leave him here and just say, are going to go and,
Crucible is serves the god Onatar. He can fashion a bell muffler for each bell.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yep,
yeah.
Bespoke.
Do you know your way around this castle?
Exactly. Yeah, he blurts
great
out.
Question.
Yes. Signals the creature.
Elevor looks into Broldish's eyes and is just like, Dragon Skull? Dragon Skull?
Yes.
Can you help us get out of this tower without walking down the way we came?
Is there or falling. I don't want to fall.
Quickly, yeah.
Follow-up questions, people. Like,
the jaunty,
yes or no?
The jaunty little man does kind of like a cartwheel and points down the, not bottomless, but extremely deep pit running down the center of the tower.
Gotcha.
Is free fall the only option to get down that pit?
I mean, the little man kind of scratches his head and then gestures at the stairs.
Okay. Yeah.
As if to say, you're at the top of a tower, mate. What do you want?
Wow.
Bungee cords?
Really expressive.
Did you?
He points at a hole in the rafters.
Did you come up here of your own volition? Was it to escape your master?
He kind of shrugs.
Was it like a sheepish shrug?
I have a question about the picture. Is this what he's like? Is he holding whatever that thing is? In actuality,
yeah, it's kind of like, yeah, I think it might be a club. It's a club.
I want to ask, like, what is that little spirally painted rod you're holding? Is that a weapon?
He kind of taps it in his hand menacingly like a billy club.
Okay. Is it magic?
No.
Okay. Good. Broldish is not the only one with a non-magical weapon.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. No.
I was good. I think we're thinking around the same lines, which is, do you know the location of a dragon skull within the castle? Have you seen such a thing?
He points down.
So it's
would you like to accompany
downstairs?
With Liz down from the highest point in the castle. Check.
Kind of shrugs at first and then holds up a hesitant yes on his hand to, would you like to accompany him? Or would you like him to accompany you?
Could we make your bells a little quieter?
Looks a little dejected at that.
How sneaky have we really been?
How sneaky are we anyway?
Lena laughs.
You did loudly. Did you march a pony, a dog, and a saber-toothed tiger up the like 40 stairs?
Is this the beginning of a joke?
And a clanky dwarf.
We wouldn't do that. We did.
No, I think the pony is. Isn't pony parked outside as a guard?
Oh no, pony is with us.
Boop, beep.
Oh, you're right. You rode pony all the way.
I am riding pony.
Pony's definitely.
All right. And Aragal has been like complaining the whole time.
He wants to read his book.
Yeah.
He's reading that thing every chance he gets.
I think that we are not gaining any further information by being up here.
Agreed.
I think we should at the very least start working our way down.
Is there anything important up here besides you? Broldish says.
Nice, Broldish. Little high five from Elevar.
No.
That's a negatory.
No.
Do you know Strahd's password?
He kind of puts his little palms together and then says, no.
Do you know where we could find it?
Or who knows it?
Yeah. So two separate questions. First no, and then no.
Shakes his head no twice.
Okay.
But you can lead us to the Dragon Skull.
Yeah. So let's go to the Dragon Skull.
Yeah. Well, let's at least start working our
insight,
way down.
Insight.
Good idea.
Oh, no.
Good
what
idea.
Evil?
I got an 18. How you doing, Lena?
29.
All right.
Tell me his secrets.
Do you get anything special for being spooky, Lena, or just...
Technically, I would have gotten advantage, but I mean, I'll roll it just to see if I crit.
You know, the mannerisms of this this little creature, he seems friendly, but he is a horror. He is a strange little robotic man who claims to serve Strahd. So,
but not happily.
Reluctantly.
I think you get a lot of bad vibes off of him, Lena.
I'm gonna roll an Arcana check to see if I can figure out anything that like this is. Oh, that's a 3. Yes, I have a -1.
Yeah.
So spooky
you're
magic,
not even sure.
Maybe
you're like, what is magic? What is science? What is anything?
If it seems like it's gonna do us wrong, I'll just decapitate it with my laser sword.
Fair.
Have you ever thought about having a different pattern on your face? I did. I point at my scars. No.
So
you like the layout you got going on there?
Kind of looks from side to side. Yes.
Okay. Mm. I mean, Brildish is not one to talk.
Yeah, we're face positive here. Mm-hmm. So. Okay, please, strange creature, take us to the Dragon Skull.
So is there a way you could convey to us your name?
The creature kind of pokes around, sees a kind of a pile of dust and dirt over in the corner, and takes a little stick and writes a name. PIDLWICK, and then the Roman numeral 2.
Piddlewick 2.
Does that mean there was a Piddlewick
what happened
before
to Piddlewick
you?
1?
Wasn't Piddlewick who was a ghost that talked to me?
Yes. Yes. Ooh. Yes, it was. And he's the one that you played the instrument.
Crucible, when you ask what happened to Piddlewick, he kind of shrugs innocently.
Oh my god.
No.
Did you hurt Piddlewick 1?
Who, me? He holds up his hand and says, no.
Did Strahd hurt Piddlewick 1?
Yes. That seems like a great idea.
As if we needed another reason to take him down.
Mm. I'm rolling insight.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
We do need him to take us to Skull, though.
18 plus 2 is 20.
I got a 9.
This strange little clockwork man may be telling you what he thinks you want to hear, Imra.
Yeah. Broldish buys it. Yeah. Hook, line, and sinker. Yeah.
Mm. I'm just, you know, I would not buy a car from this guy.
Perhaps we would be wise to not all turn our backs on him at the same time.
Lead all right. the way,
I will
Piddlewick.
Never turn my back on Lena him.
Lena somehow does not ever turn her back on anybody. It's unclear how that works.
She's always facing you, yeah. Which is a shame because it looks like her like big red cloak would look pretty cool from the back, but you've never seen the
back of it. Nope.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so are we going to head down now?
I think that's the right answer.
Okay, yeah. So I want to pull Aragol to the side and be like, dude, I know you're upset. We walked up a lot of stairs.
My calves are burning.
I know. You haven't been able to read your book. Like, I get it. I understand. But
I have been out of Gorp for days.
I
don't know what Aragol sounds like, but it's this now.
But
I love it. I'm into it.
But this little creature, Piddlewick, too, is sus.
Imra, I would not lie to you. He is spooky.
Yes, very spooky. Just help us keep an eye on him. Just be extra, extra, extra careful around him.
Yes.
You got it.
Yes, please, one Tony-controlled NPC, make sure to keep an eye on the other Tony-controlled NPC.
Checks and balances.
That's what we're doing.
Have some concerns.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Way to delegate.
Who watches the watchers?
You want to find a dragon skull, you gotta go where the quest takes you.
Yeah, follow the strange little man.
And keep an eye on the baby smoke dragon.
Yeah, you've basically broken Lena to the point where it's like, I guess we're following this creepy automaton now.
At last.
Really, what other choice did you have?
We came all the way up here. We are going to get something.
Yeah, we
got to
get something out of it.
Mm-hmm. Are you? Piddlewick goes to the top of the stairs and says, and gestures as if to say, "After you."
No.
No. After you.
We all gesture to say, as if to say, "After you."
After you.
All of us at the same time. It's like a chorus line.
He does like a backflip and gestures more dramatically.
Oh,
and
boy.
It's just like a gist. Actually, can we roll performance to try and out gesture the jester?
Please do.
All right.
Just gonna check. It'll lick the second's performance.
21.
That's a crit.
I rolled a 19, so that's 21.
All right. Petalwick slumps his little shoulders and dejectedly starts marching down the stairs.
Yeah, I would like to point out that Pony even got 13, which is not bad for Pony. So he even did with the paw.
I love it.
Really, Petalwick, it's all about you. You have the shortest legs. We just want to make sure that we have a pace that is comfortable for you. Yep.
Now, I will point out this tower, basically, you got into this mess because there was literally nowhere that it stopped before.
Yep. So you want to just put us back down on that
there
map?
Was like, wasn't there like one set of doors and we were like, no, we'll get off at the next stop, and then there wasn't another one.
I'm trying to remember if there was a set of doors.
I don't think there was. We were thinking about using the spell to create a door.
Maybe that's what I'm remembering.
Yeah. I think we knew it was on the same level as someplace we'd been.
Yes.
There's not like a handy, you know, sled or something like that that we could all just like climb on and just slide down and down
we
and down and down the stairs.
We would reach terminal velocity.
Well, we I'll could, you know, reach out our weapons to like along the walls. I would do that with a magic axe.
I love new chaos Broldish. This is going to add a lot to the adventure. I am flipping between maps in Roll 20 like I know what I'm doing.
We head down the stairs.
We're just, you know, clop, clop, right. Clop.
For the foreseeable future.
I am now looking at the correct map, and now you will be too.
Woohoo!
Back to the chapel.
Back to life.
So I believe in your investigations of, you know, that this stairway heads down a little bit and then truncates at a bricked up wall. So you can't head down from here.
Yeah.
In the current configuration of it.
And also, we're not going to let Piddlewick go through the main hallway. We're going to go back to those stairs and up a floor.
Yep. So back up to the balcony. Back up to the balcony. And then from the balcony level.
So you're telling me I loaded the wrong map. Sorry. Is what you're telling me.
No.
We had to come all the way to here in order to get to...
You loaded the right map.
Yeah.
But we're not going through the main door into the gargoyle room.
Oh, okay. You're avoiding the gargoyle.
Yeah.
Yes. That makes sense. All right. So you had... Okay, you head up the... So you take... Where are you trying to get to? And I will just say that you can get there via a convoluted path.
Piddlewick, please take us there. Do not take us there through the main entryway of the castle.
Do not pass go. Do not collect 200 straw coins.
So you kind of march... You march Piddlewick over up to the balcony overlooking the chapel. And from here... Piddlewick now has permission to lead.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. Piddlewick seems to be kind of scratching his little head a little bit, trying to figure out which way to go, as if he hasn't been this way in a little while.
Understandable.
He strides purposefully down the hallway that was trapped with the like cardboard version of Strahd that flew across the chamber at you.
Mm-hmm. That was not funny.
I didn't think it was
funny.
Says
Brolish.
Strahd did. This is now the part where what does Tony remember about the twisting passageways of Ravenloft?
Possibly roughly as much as an automaton that's been in a 360-foot tower for a bunch of years.
Piddlewick is going to lead you down the hallway through the sets of double doors into Strahd's ancient, dejected throne room. He strides purposely past the throne and goes up to the secret passage that you all know is in the wall there.
Yep.
And kind of hops up and activates it and looks really proud of himself as he shows you the
Broldish claps.
Dark,
she wants
dingy
to,
hallway beyond.
I want to stay on his good side for the moment.
And then leads your way. Dan, I'm sorry you have to do so much panning around on the call today.
Don't get dizzy.
Off to the down the hallway to the east of this secret passageway, there is a spiral staircase that both goes up and down. I'll point out that I don't think you have fully explored all of the up or all of the down that secret passageway could be. And Piddlewick points down.
Okay.
Do we gesture at him to lead the way?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Lena just moved her token in front of him. No.
all right. I want to roll perception.
But she walked backwards.
Mm-hmm. Whoa, moonwalking.
You are 12.
Oh, moonwalking. Lena's the best.
The stairs seem similar to other stairs in Ravenloft in that they're dirty. This back passageway does not seem like it is a frequently passed through area.
Yeah.
So it's filthy. It would be very difficult to pass without trace given the amount of cobwebs and thick layers of dust everywhere and things like that.
I'm just thinking, if I were Piddlewick, I would probably try and get these nerds nailed by as many traps as possible. But that's just me.
That's just you.
Or he's going to leave us and go tell Strahd.
Oh, he's not going to leave us.
Yeah.
All right. So, he brings you down a flight of stairs. And you are back on map 3. Though on a part of map 3 that you have not seen before. I'm just going to like scatter your tokens around here.
Scatter.
So you see where your tokens are on the map. There's a secret back passageway here. Yeah. And he continues to lead you down to a map that you have not been to yet.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Exciting.
Make sure I have it.
Little Wick, our king. Little Wick 2 arcane.
There are other secret maps we may not know yet.
Tony, show us around this castle and also show us all the maps.
Yeah. Do it, Tony. Come on.
Welcome to one of my favorite levels of Castle Ravenloft. They're known as the Larders of Ill Omen.
Oh, no.
Is the map loading for people?
Are we at the top or the bottom where the stairs are?
Oh, I put your tokens at the very top. The staircase is at the very bottom.
Got it.
You may want to decide how many of your tokens you deploy because it's crowded there. And let me continue to put Piddlewick, your little servant, in play here. So allow me to read from the Book of Cresselstrahd about the passageway
ahead of you.
Should we anoint one another with blood before you read from the Book of Curse of Strahd?
You don't know. I mean, that seems dangerous.
Okay.
So there is a 10-foot arch corridor here. It is cold and moist. You love to hear that. The cold seems to emanate from an open archway on the west wall along there. So you can see kind of you're looking around a corner here.
I'm peeking around the corner, yeah.
There's a tiny hallway, and then it that both ends at a doorway to the north and then an open archway to the west.
I'm looking intently at Piddlewick, too.
Piddlewick just points at the door at the north.
I do the after you gesture as at the same time as Pony does the after you gesture with his little feet.
Lena holds up a hand and like kind of sneaks up to try and get the lay of the land.
All right.
As soon as Lena starts sneaking, Brolish holds perfectly still.
Looking to the arched passageway to the west, Lena, this looks like there's this gross, sickly yellow lichen that covers the ceiling of this cold, damp.
I am not liking it.
Passageway. There are a bunch of little nooks off the north and south of this kind of chamber, and you can kind of see in these tiny little alcoves that there are disgusting, rotting cots with skeletal remains on each cot.
Are there doors? Like, does it look like it was a jail, or does it just look like it was barracks?
It looks more like barracks. There are not doors. Lena, give me a quick perception check.
Yeah, I was going to say. Only a 13.
You notice that the skeletons of the skeletal remains are wearing Castle Ravenloft livery.
Huh. So this is...
Piddlewick looks bored.
This is, so, servants' quarters, maybe?
These look like uniform guards.
Gotcha.
There's probably a variety of ancient weaponry scattered around, too.
So we don't see any evident means of egress, so there's probably a secret door around here somewhere.
Sorry, there's a door to the north.
Oh, okay.
That's where Piddlewick, pointed.
Piddlewick pointed to it, the door to the north.
Okay, let's go listen at the door, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Brodish is still holding perfectly still.
Mm-hmm. 18.
It is quiet beyond.
All right, I'm going to quietly open the door, rogue style, and peek.
Oh, rogue style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The room, the room beyond.
My name room, Tony.
Is a rather impressive, it looks like it's some kind of hall ahead of you to the north, Lena. There are dark stains covering the floor of this area. Large oak tables, scarred and beaten, are kind of scattered about like toys or playthings. Their wood crushed and splintered because they have been replaced. In the center of this room is an immense table constructed of bone.
Ugh.
Yeah. The walls and vaulted ceiling are covered in sickly and yellow, and it seems like everything in here is basically adorned with bones and skulls arranged in a, even by Barovian standards, morbid fashion. It's almost like you're in a cathedral constructed of bone. Four enormous mounds of bones occupy the corners of this ossuary, which is a great D&D word. Garlands of skulls extend from those mounds to a chandelier of bones that hang from the ceiling. There's more bones in this description, just to warn you. Above, a long table constructed of bones in the center of the room. 10 chairs made of bones and festooned with decorative skulls. Different than bones.
Bones.
Well, kind of bones.
Surround the table, resting atop, which is an ornate bowl-shaped vessel made of yet more bones. The doors to the north and south are sheathed in bone, but normal kind of doors into the center are not. So there are
It's a lot of bones.
Several doors off of this thing. And perhaps most notably, Lena, above the set of doors to the east, the double doors across the chamber from you, is a rather impressive skull of a dragon above the arch.
Yay!
Yeah, I mean, this sounds super creepy and stuff, and I know it is because I have a friend who moved to Prague and did a bunch of church tours, and guess what? Mm. That's what they look like.
Yep.
This is just normal Prague stuff is what you're telling me?
Yes.
I saw some of this in Portugal, too.
So Lena, like, quietly closes the door and is like, okay, so the skull is in there, but there
Pedal
are
Wick
some...
holds out his hand as if expecting payment.
I have so many Strahd coins.
I was the way everybody reacted to that, it was like several people going for their wallet. I had it a second ago. I had my I was in one of these pockets.
Brilish is jingling because she picked up so much change, especially like in the basement where all the water
was.
Do you
want to give Piddlewick a handful of haunted money that you don't want?
Yes, that's exactly what Brilish is going to do. Strahd coppers.
Piddlewick is juggling them and just, you know, his face doesn't move and his eyes don't light up at all, but he looks delighted.
Yeah. He got us where we needed to go real fast.
Doing some coin tricks.
He earned that shit.
He's trying to do some close-up magic with his little clockwork hands and, you know.
Brildish is enthralled. You guys figure this out.
The skull is in there. It is a very ominous room and there are a lot of bone piles.
What is a good amount of bone piles?
Zero.
I know that four is too many. The correct number, not sure about. Lena's Barovian, so
that's true.
Crucible, as an archaeologist and someone who has no bones, is not concerned at all and is more than happy to venture inside.
Hey, you can go get some.
Ooh. I hear they work well for the rest of you, so perhaps I should invest.
Yeah, so
great investment opportunity. Don't miss on this investment opportunity.
I'm getting into the basement, literally, in bones. Ground floor, ground floor bones.
Well, the this is the larder, and there's a lot of bones.
Omens?
Ill omen.
Yeah.
The illest.
This seems to be some kind of feasting hall.
Of ill omen?
You know. Yeah. Down the hall from the
There's a lot of feasting halls in this castle.
Pretty much anything
it's
you add
it's a castle.
Of ill omen to at the end doesn't sound great. Like,
true.
Welcome to my vestibule of ill omen.
The TJ Maxx of ill omen.
That's just TJ Maxx.
TJ Maxx is wonderful, and it has ill omen.
Welcome to the Target of discontent.
Yes, my favorite, was it Richard III? Now is our target of discontent.
Lena's like, I'm pretty sure that some of them are going to reanimate or do something. But we have a cleric and paladin here, so please.
Brill just hold up her axe triumphantly.
Yeah, Crucible's ready. Crucible's ready. They were born for this. Made?
Just to be clear, Creed-ish. I'm not going
they were
first.
Created for this.
I'm not going first. I'm pretty sure that those piles are going to rise. Right. But one
Crucible
of you, please.
Crucible is more than willing to venture forth into this room.
Pedalwick kind of takes a seat on the floor and just sitting there kind of cross-legged.
Brildish is concerned that some
He looks kind of like he might be trying to whistle, but nothing's happening.
All right, Brildish is going to... I'm going to station myself here. I'm a little concerned with the other... skeletons that are over here, and I don't want them to sneak up on anybody from behind.
Good thinking.
So I'm on pony, so I'll put myself actually one more to the north so that I can still see in to whatever Crucible's doing, and pony's got a speed of 40, so I can, you know, clop.
Yeah, I'll stand behind. And Samus will be right there. Actually,
so just Crucible's going in.
I mean, I will go with. Like, Brildish will absolutely go with if you want.
No, it's fine.
All right, Crucible will step through the door and into the room full of bones.
Oh, into the Hall of Bones.
Bones.
I mean, that's a good name.
It's called a spine, Tony.
I wouldn't know.
Six self-burn?
I don't know.
I mean, that's Tony's specialty, really, when you think about it.
Yeah. So, Crucible, you're going in first. You've all placed your tokens all a scatter across the map. just looking up some stuff.
Informally, Crucible is holding out their holy symbol, which is, well, not holding out, but like it's, you know.
Brildish is looking back at the barracks, looking for motion in the.
All right.
But Pony is watching Crucible very closely. So if something happens to Crucible, Pony is basically readied to just like streak into the room. Brildish doesn't need to know anything about it. It's just going to happen.
Okay. It's a good way to get whiplash.
All right.
Pony,
Crucible,
don't care.
You head into the Hall of Bones. There is a pile of bones to your right that you're going to have to kind of squeeze past to get over to the eastern door.
I will make a perception check on those bones.
Yep.
That is a 12, underwhelming.
They're yellowed with age. They're kind of bleached. These look like old bones.
Old bones. Best kind of bones.
Yeah. I don't know. Is that better or worse than fresh bones?
I think don't know. Better. Better, honestly. Yeah.
Aren't you an archaeologist?
Yeah, I said literally said this. Like,
those bones are old.
Yeah.
They belong in a museum.
New bones don't interest me. New bones is for forensics people, not archaeologists.
That's true. Yeah.
These are my kind of bones.
Crucible, do you want to look at the table that's made of bone?
Yeah. A fascinating piece of work. Early Strahd century. I don't know how time works in Barovia.
Mm. So the bones and skulls are held together with kind of white paste and gray mortar. Honestly, it's a little clumsily done. This does not seem to be the work
of a fine
artisan. I think you could conclude that it is a relatively recent construction, at least less than a century.
That's very bad.
How old are the bones in comparison to
it?
The bones are very old.
Yeah, but somebody made this.
Okay.
With less than a century is not, you know, not 10 minutes.
So this was like arts and crafts? Like this is like a macaroni portrait?
Yeah. But instead of macaroni's bones.
Macaroni portrait of bones.
Macaboni.
It's there somewhere.
Good work, team. Yeah. Good work.
Yeah. Do I know anything, looking at my archaeologist features, about the people who created this?
Mm.
Well, they weren't artisans.
They suck.
Yeah, roll some archaeology.
Roll some archaeology, they say. Let's just consider that, what, an intelligence roll? History? How about history?
History.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, man, I'm not rolling great today. That's only an 11.
Well, I will tell you, even with an 11, you feel confident that most, if not all, of the bones are human bones, aside from the prominent dragon skull. And based on the dark stains on the floor, you think that this work was done here.
Oh, goody.
The dark stains are from jam, from the sandwiches they ate while making them. No, they're from blood.
Excellent. Okay, well, I will slowly pick my way up the side of the room then.
All right, do you want to roll stealth?
That seems like a terrible idea for my disadvantage plus zero.
Mm-hmm.
Lena's gonna sneak in behind him.
I'm already walking normally, so I'm just gonna roll twice and take the worst of those, and that's a 7. So, you know.
Imra. Argal kinda whispers at you. I think the little man he's trying to sneak away.
Get out.
The little man, Piddlewick,
get him.
Seems to have kind of been sauntering toward the edge of the crowd as if to head up the stairs.
I forget, is he wearing like a cloak or something?
He has baggy everything because he's a jester.
So, okay, so I'm going to... The hat
might also be affixed to his head.
He's taken it off several times.
Oh, okay, never mind then.
I'm going to shoot an arrow at like the side of his baggy pants to like try to affix him to the like floor or whatever.
All right, roll that arrow that you non-lethal arrow shot.
Non-lethal arrow shot. All right. Wow, 15.
Yeah, he is affixed to the wall. He just kind of takes the opportunity to just kind of lean up against the wall, real casual, like this is where he was always going to be. Nothing to see here.
I just want to know how Vasilka is reacting to that too, because you know she's one of us too.
Vasilka doesn't like that. She's kind of sneers at the at Piddlewick.
Going somewhere, Piddlewick?
Piddlewick just kind of, you know, shrugs his shoulders.
Yeah.
I want to see that. No.
Meanwhile, back in the Hall of Bones, Crucible, looks like you have crossed about halfway across the Hall of Bones.
Sure. Yeah. And the Dragon Skull.
You're standing by the Eastern Doors. Yeah. So the Eastern doors are steel banded double doors.
Double doors.
Yeah. And above them is a dragon skull. Pretty large, impressive dragon skull.
Okay. How is it affixed to the wall?
This is where my, weakness as a dungeon master shows through in my lack of in-depth taxidermy knowledge. it says mounted. Okay. I think it's probably kind of
like on a
affixed to a custom, like on a, yeah. But I mean, I think there's probably like a custom kind of hook. It's not, you don't weld a skull to a wall.
So,
I don't know how anything.
Are you
is
sure,
done.
Tony?
It's usually on a plaque, and then the plaque is hung up.
Right.
Spackle? Is there duct tape?
It could also be hanging there.
Yeah, just
like
a yeah.
Like
it could be on a fancy
nails
peg.
Or whatever.
So, yeah. Somebody.
So it is. It is in a place of kind of ceremony slash honor slash something over the doors. Yeah. This is a trophy kind of style.
Someone needs to remind me. What are we supposed to do with this thing?
We're supposed to bring it back to Argenvostol.
Oh, well, fine. Yeah. Easy enough.
Well, weirdly, we're actually pretty well positioned to do that.
Yes. And we could take a nice long rest somewhere other than this castle.
Mm-hmm. Can we get
And we now know a bunch of other ways into the castle now because of all of the ladders and various like scaffoldings we've...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, are we doing that? We doing that now? Is that the plan?
I mean,
I think we should.
A Pearl-ish and Elevore are.
I'm curious how many parties have attempted to actually do this quest. So I kind of want to see how it plays out. Mm-hmm.
Me too. Guys, don't tell any of the players, but I'm really interested to see how this plays out.
I mean, like I did just edit the episode where we like have went through Argenvostolt in the first place, and Broldish like literally took a moment to like stand there and say a prayer to Hela that she was devoting herself to finding this skull and putting it back. So
and she's
it was
a paladin.
Really big deal.
So I will. So to answer Dan's question, which you know I put in the stack, and now we're working our way down to, it's a dragon skull, which is obviously the answer to the question. But how big a skull is it? I think pretty big. I think dragons have big heads. Mm-hmm. Proportional heads on their big bodies. So I don't think this is the kind of thing that you're.
I got this.
Well, I had a plan too, but I want to see what Micah's is.
Well, I wonder
but
if anyway, we have the I don't same plan. I don't know.
I don't think you could fit it under, like, your, you know, you're not walking around with this under your arm.
Watch me, Tony Sindelar.
Well, okay. Without the use of magic or
tremble
other.
Before my druidic magic.
So do we want to sleight of hand it off of the wall?
It weighs more than 10 pounds.
Not mage hand. Like rogue hand.
Yeah, like a mage hand that drops. Oops. Priceless dragon skull.
So it's going to be a...
All right, Micah, what's your spell?
Enlarge or reduce?
I was going to ask about if anybody had that. Mine was animate object.
No, it just moves itself.
That's not
it doesn't have legs,
an animated object is basically it says its speed is 30 feet. If the object lacks legs or other appendages it can use for locomotion, it instead has a flying speed of 30 feet can hover.
Now you're inventing pets that you're collecting.
However, animate object only lasts for 1 minute. So how far we get
that's
with
not
it.
Dignified.
Oh, crap.
How long does enlarge reduce last?
I don't want to say. Is it also a minute? 60 seconds?
Yeah.
Well, dang I mean, it. You can get out the door.
We also have a horse. We have a horse.
Yeah, like I'm.
Whoa! A pony.
Yes.
A
pony. It's fine. The pony's fine with you know putting it on his back. Yeah. It's just that if there are any doorways that are so narrow, we might need to use enlarge reduce just to reduce to it to get it through
a
smaller door.
Stone.
No, Bony's not stone. That's why they have different words for it.
Also, but they rhyme.
Also, sir, can I interest you in something called the Piltdown Man? That's a famous hoax.
So Lena, with a 25 sleight of hand, carefully removes the skull from there, probably with Crucible helping, since Lena's a weak little rogue.
I'm picturing you up on their like shoulders, just like, you know, tap dancing, basically. Just here we go. Moving this a little bit, moving that a little bit.
It's a lot like that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and it's real respectful.
Oh, yeah.
Real respectful.
Yeah. Crucible says a little prayer. A little
therefore, it's automatically respectful. It doesn't matter what Lena's doing. Crucible's praying, so we're covered.
Crucible and Lena, I imagine, you know, a dragon skull, it's not like you're moving a couch.
Right.
But like...
Pivot!
Okay. But like,
kill me.
Never even seen that thing. But Dan has made so many references to it. It's like,
oh my god, we're actually doing a dragon heist.
Yeah. I'm gonna say it's like moving like a rocking chair or something like that. Yeah. It's certainly
this would make
it is ungainly.
A dragon skull would make a dope rocking chair.
No, it would not. It's really it's pointy and all.
I saw Erica make a face. You're outvoted.
I think, Dan, you are literally in a room that is a testament to bones shouldn't be used to make stuff, and you're getting ideas.
He's got
you. Are
you
sure you're not evil?
Bones,
yeah.
Bones shouldn't be used by hacks to make stuff. Like, this could be a really nice table.
You
but
know,
it's not.
Maybe Strahd bought all of this on Barovian Etsy, and he had limited options. So,
yes. But the skull
you've
is
been
nice.
In Barovia for how long, and you're already like, that bone table doesn't do it for me. I want a bone table.
You are not fazed by a chandelier made from the arms of 100 men anymore.
Yeah,
you're
see,
like,
Lena's loosening up, and Broldish is discovering a taste for bone furniture, I guess.
Yeah
furniture.
We're
yes.
learning a lot about ourselves.
I hate it.
All right.
Maybe too much.
This is all a face of pain.
Lena and Crucible, we're gonna require that you kind of be in proximity to each other as you maneuver around with the thing. I don't know if you wanna, I will point out you could look through the doors to the north or to the east. He says dungeon masterly. I will also point out, as a helpful thing that I say, is it a hint? Is it a tip? Is it just words that are falling out of my mouth? You are also interested in other things on this level of Castle Ravenloft that you have discussed as a group, but forgotten because we have not played in over a month.
Spooky.
All right, wait, so hold on. Quick question for the group. We are, what is the where is our destination with the skull? Are we trying to go, because we had the teleportation circle. Do we feel like that was going to get us out, or we know?
Also, do you know how to get back to that?
Nope.
No,
but I think that we're just one floor.
Here?
I think we can.
Yes.
Like, because we're one floor down.
He's not
going to
look out the window and see six people smuggling off.
I don't know, is it daytime? Do we know what time it is?
Oh, yeah, if it's daytime, we just go.
Just be like...
So you're one floor down. Oh, so you're just going to leave out the front door.
Yes.
You don't care about teleportation circles.
Right,
okay.
Exactly. And, you know, we might have to fight some gargoyles or just run past them. But that's fine. Because we're going out.
Right. Next question. Should we look for the wine cellar before we leave? I feel like maybe...
I think... We have the dragon skull.
But, like, what if the wine cellar's right on the other side of this door?
We can come back to the scene of the crime.
I feel very good about being focused.
That is, that is
focused.
What thieves usually do.
I think we should focus on this task.
It's new for us. It feels
Crucible
strange.
Crucible wants to multitask.
But
I know. I'm just worried that now we have a huge dragon skull, like, in our person, and that isn't going to make us... more flexible in terms of how we approach new situations.
We could stash it somewhere. It was here for a long time.
It's not easily concealable. You do know where it came from and where it fits.
Yeah, this one's been burning a hole in our quest log.
Yep.
That's true.
All right. I guess we gotta get out of here then.
Let's skedaddle.
We also have the clockwork creature that we want to either dispose of or
question,
lose.
Tony, can I make a can I make a check to determine what it would take to disable the clockwork mechanism?
Yeah. The clockwork mechanism being Piddlewick? Yeah. Is that what you call him?
Well,
now?
No, but like,
you've forgotten his name now that he is consigned to
it's
death.
It's better
is
to describe your patients from
I'm
a cold distance.
I'm describing the clockwork mechanism that animates Piddlewick. I see it as two separate things.
His soul.
Open More for like debate. Just his beating heart.
Open for debate.
Soul. Yeah.
How do I disable his soul?
Give me a something related to, I don't know, it could be straight intelligence unless
can
you
give me
a
mechanics check, Dan?
Yeah, mechanics check.
I do know a lot of mechanics.
Yeah, it's like he wants to just, you know, make him unconscious.
All right, actually, hold on. I got it. Dan, you're a construct. Roll medicine.
Oh, perfect.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
I got roll better. I got an 8.
you're not sure how to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, you could always knock him unconscious.
Maybe I'll save my inspiration.
We'll just leave him in the woods.
He doesn't look like he has a lot of hit points.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so. Does anyone have sleep or something that might incapacitate? Is that what kind of construct?
We'll just make him come in. Sleep. We'll just bring him with us, and if he's annoying,
try and leave, and you stopped him, so now you want him gone.
Well, we don't want him to go tattle.
Yeah, we don't want him to give up our location. That's the key.
Mm. Yeah. Yep. So now you just need him to follow you forever. Like Aragal.
What is Aragal if not a clockwork construct?
He's a clockwork construct watcher. That's what we've determined.
Mm. Oh, this is good. We just make all the NPCs watch each other and Tony has
so far it's been perfect.
I got put in that situation the other day, and I was
I think actually the best thing to do with Piddlewick would be to go back to the teleportation room, and I think one of them went to the church and just like
Abby.
Send Piddlewick
push
to the church
in.
To mm-hmm. where the angel is and yep. make the angel babysit him.
That's a good idea.
I will just point out.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I will just point out, I don't know if you actually have a known path back to the teleportation room.
No. Not
because
yet.
Because you used it to teleport to
but
the upper levels.
But Piddlewick would know how to get to the teleportation room.
That's true.
Piddlewick, go to the teleportation room and manage yourself to a
He's not a genie. He doesn't have to do what you say.
Wait, hold on. Let's try again. I wish you would go to the teleportation room.
How much do we have to pay you for you to mail yourself?
Once again, I must remind you that my non-player character is not a genie. Why does this keep happening?
Call yourself an Uber there, Piddlewick.
Okay. Mm-mm. So he has until we get to Argenvostholt to demonstrate whether or not
value.
Not he value. Deserves.
I mean, we already know he has value.
It's non-evilness.
He's valuable.
He knows his way around.
Redeeming quality for living, yes.
So there's this spectrum, right? And on one end, it's Paddington Bear, and on the other end, it's Chucky, right? And we just gotta,
the
like...
The Paddington Chucky
For some
spectrum.
Reason, I was prepared for it to be General Grievance, but continue.
Yeah,
yes.
I have some questions about this scale.
I hope it's
where,
I hope it's
where
got
would
four,
you say like Buzz yeah. and Woody would fall on this
four
scale?
Four quadrants.
Oh, they're pretty close to the Paddington.
They're pretty
okay.
Paddington.
Yeah. 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 All right. I mean, certainly. Unless you've seen Toy Story 6 where they murder that kid. Spoilers for Toy Story 6.
The pig. So,
like a shark.
I think that joke will play better in 2 years when this releases. I'm now future proofing.
You'll be vindicated, Tony.
Yeah.
All right, so I
all
guess
right.
we should go
We've
back up
spent
those stairs.
A lot of time yep. not doing Whoa. It. Yeah. All right, you start maneuvering toward the stairs. Mm-hmm. Piddlewick looks to do whatever will get him not pinned to the wall by an arrow. Lena and Crucible, you are maneuvering a large dragon skull.
It's on Pony's back.
It's on Pony's back, but I think he probably needs kind of supervision to make sure that Pony doesn't fall over. And as if foretold by your interruptions of a room full of bones, as you head toward the doorway of the room, the Hall of Bones with your dragon skull prize, the bones of the guards begin to stir.
Nope, too late. We're already gone.
All right, well, I will point out it's not on Pony's back yet because I was going to let them carry it out of the room and then put it on Pony's back. So if they had not gotten out of the room yet, then I'm still on Pony and I am still watching those beds. So I see this happening.
All right. You see the skeletal remains of the guards
of Castle
Ravenloft. Gosh, darn it, Elavor,
you could have flipped those beds and saved this.
start to gather, lift up their ancient blades and stare at you with menace in their hearts. Do I have art of skeletons as they appear in every Dungeons and Dragons adventure? Yes, I do.
Is Micah Sargent currently buying a book from Dan Morin so he can write a strongly worded letter to Tony Sindelar about how one time he should have checked beds, he didn't check beds, and then it went wrong for him? Yes, he is. But you'll also find out
for sure.
Is
that a complaint about me or a complaint about you?
It's a complaint that you never reward me for flipping beds, but you do punish me for not flipping them.
Well, I mean, the punishment for flipping these beds is the skeletons would have attacked you, Micah.
Oh, I guess it would have happened either way, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, I guess I can't buy Dan's book.
He doesn't have beds full of skeletons to not attack
now people. You're taking money out of my pocket, Tony.
That's where you keep it. Will our adventurers be inconvenienced by this small army of skeletons? Will they find their way back to the front doors of Ravenloft? Will they actually leave the castle to complete a side quest that no one thought they'd bother with? For answers to questions such as these, tune in next time to Total Party Kill.